This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito, who writes the Middle of Somewhere column for distinguished publications, the Pittsburgh Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, profiling three counties in three different states in the critical zones where the elections of presidents and members of Congress are determined. Right here, this is small town America. We've spoken of Tucker County. Previously, we've addressed Jefferson and Belmont County in Ohio, the part of Ohio that abuts West Virginia. You go through Ohio, West Virginia, and then get to Pennsylvania. We've also spoken of Erie County. Selena, you know so many of these counties. I read them for the first time thanks to you. What do they share anything in common, or are these different visions of America today? Can you generalize?
Yeah, so I think there are things that they have, the cultural touchstones that they share. They're all in Appalachia. And yet, you know, people's idea of what Appalachia is very different from the experiences and the people that live there. I mean, people largely forget that Pittsburgh is in Appalachia, which I fondly call the Paris of Appalachia. It's most highly populated. However, what I think is most interesting about this is all three of these counties recognize that they're losing population, and all three are attempting three different unique ways to remedy that. Cambria County is using their access to an incredible airport and transportation as their way to lure people to come back, and it's working. Belmont and Jefferson County, where the largest steel plant in the country once existed, is using a combination of EDS and MEDS, meaning healthcare and higher education, with light manufacturing as a way to lure people back to their counties. However, what I think is most interesting in West Virginia, Tucker County is saying, that's okay. We're all right. We don't actually need a ton more people. We really can't support it anyways. And we're kind of fine just the way we are. And I think all three unique approaches to their population loss is sort of that interesting patchwork telling of America. And it goes against the grain of the assumptions in the national media of what people in declining populations think about their hometowns.
The three counties, four counties, actually, if you consider Belmont and Jefferson twinned. I said Erie before because Selena also profiles Erie all the time, and that's where she eats ice cream. So I mentioned it, but I meant Cambria County, which is Johnstown, famous for the flood, and it has an airport that is the anchor for what can be a new population of young people to come there and be able to reach the big cities but live in the countryside. Then we have Jefferson County and Belmont County, which is both are on the banks of the Ohio River. And they're seeking to revive them around a facility, a large hospital is my memory. And now we have Tucker County, which likes it just the way it is, a small town America. Selena, these are all different visions of America. There wouldn't be one version. Although I could say they're all suffering inflation now if I were being political, but I'm not.
Yes.
They have different visions of America. You say they're all in Appalachia, but this is not even slightly the assumption what Appalachia is or how it needs to be cared for or patronized. It's quite profoundly different.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Appalachia, I mean, I will always have a deep fondness for Appalachia and the people live there, but also the unique topography and the migration of the people that built this country that came out of Appalachia. The uniqueness of it and how diverse it is often lost on the national media when they write about it. And that's why I thought it was important to focus on these three different states, three different counties, three and a half different counties, and how they approach their challenges. And it's great storytelling because it takes the reader to a place they probably thought they knew, but once they get there, they realize that that nothing is as they thought it was.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Gazette, Washington Examiner, the New York Post, and other distinguished publications. And we'll end with the coda from Tucker County. I came here because of a man. He left. I stayed. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.